It's been kind of a cool, wet season for sugar beets. The stands seem to be looking pretty good. What are you hearing as far as this beet crop across our region, across the country?
Well, what we're hearing about the Red River Valley is extraordinary amounts of rain, maybe cool, but some days hot and humid. And it seems that this year it's going to be perfect conditions for Cercospora. So we're gearing up for that. And, of course, our product Minerva should be in the mix when growers are thinking about rotation of different triazoles.
So would it be the first spray in the rotation, or how do you position it?
So Minerva is, of course, we would like to have it in this first spray, but if we look at the sugar companies, they give growers and crop consultants many options of what goes first. But the important thing is to remember that all, if not most, fungicides have a level of resistance. So it's important that you rotate one fungicide and then in the next spray another fungicide. How they propose that is in their production guides. And Minerva can be used for the first spray, and that's where we recommend it, and there's a couple reasons for that. One, the resistance management tool, so you can use it. And two, we're very competitively priced, and I would be surprised if we can be beaten this year. But, okay, we'll let the market determine that.
Good point. Cercospora itself, we know what a big impact it can have on this beet crop. It's certainly these guys have to make sure they're alert to.
Well, they have to. It's I think last year was a bit light, and some growers got away with one or two sprays, especially if you're using the GMO seeds. But this year, when we're talking to retailers, they're talking 5, 6, 7 sprays. So I think Minerva will be in the mix. Should be in the mix this year in any event, whether it's the first or second triazole application. So we're looking forward to that. We're well prepared for it. Just to point out some of the benefits of Minerva, it has curative and preventative unique selling points, let's say. In any event, you can use it if you have Cercospora, and if what most people would say, let's use a preventative application. So Minerva is very good for that. It even prevents Cercospora on new growth on your leaves if you apply it early or if you apply it late. It'll last much longer than maybe some of the other ones. But it's a good application to do. Resistance management and price this year is where we're positioning it, and we're looking forward to a good year and helping a lot of growers.